T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Indians relief pitcher Nick Whitgren is with us. Indians coming off a win yesterday, but a series loss to the Twins this weekend, first weekend back after the All-Star break. Nick, how'd you enjoy your All-Star break?
Enjoyed it well. Was down in Florida with my wife and my son, just relaxing.
How hard is it? I'm always fascinated by this with baseball players. How hard is it those last few days before the break? Baseball's a grind. You're playing almost every day. You get this four-day break in the middle of the season, that weekend before the break or the week before the break. Is there part of you and part of players in general that are already thinking about that time off, and how does that not affect you on the field?
Not necessarily. Not in my head, just because, you know, we're in the race and, you know, wild card spot and trying to get back with the Twins and everything. So
right.
Kind of every single one of those games matter and count. So I think more so the guys, you know, on a winning team and stuff think about, okay, we need these games going in break, get a good, you know, a good end of the first half under our belts and, you know, try to start the second half with that momentum coming, you know, from the end of it.
And Nick, just going back to the All-Star game, obviously, you know, having a chance to watch it, it's in Cleveland. And in the moment with Carrasco, with his teammates, was pretty special on the field. I'm just curious how in the clubhouse the team has responded to that news.
You know, we make sure Cookie knows that everyone here loves him and is fully behind him. And, you know, anything he needs from anyone or, you know, needs anything, everyone's here for him. And we just want to make sure that he knows that he has support behind him.
It's such a sad thing. It's such a weird thing, Nick, because, you know, it's baseball. You're used to guys getting hurt, but this is totally different than somebody having a bad arm or a sore wrist, you know? So strange.
Yeah, it makes you put life in perspective and what we do in perspective as well. You know, baseball, you know, it's our job and everything, but, you know, when it comes down to something like that, it's someone's life that you're talking about.
We're talking with Indians relief pitcher Nick Whitgren. Indians acquired Nick in the offseason from the Marlins. Nick, you had in 32 appearances last year, you pitched pretty well for the Marlins last year. And with the fact that they're so young and didn't have a lot of proven players, I was kind of surprised they moved on. Were you surprised that they traded you? I was surprised
yeah,
by that.
That makes both of us.
Yeah.
Definitely when I got that phone call saying I was technically got DFA'd.
Right, yeah.
You know, I definitely was a little shocked, and I kind of, you know, I asked him, I go, wait, really? And, yeah, but, you know, everything happens for a reason. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm blessed to be able to be out here in Cleveland now on this team.
I know you're not saying it, but I'll say it. Maybe that's why the Marlins are the Marlins right now. because I think you can't afford to be DFAing guys that pitch pretty well. But anyway, we don't want to make fun of any of the other guys. But we're talking with Indians relief pitcher Nick Whitgren. Nick, you talk about it is an opportunity, right? The Marlins were not going to be a contender. The Indians are. You guys got off to a rough start, obviously, first 2 months. A little up and down. Some guys banged up. Still guys banged up, the starting rotation. The team's played much better since early June. What's been the difference? Is there anything specific you can point to?
I mean, honestly, not really. We all just kind of started meshing together. At first, you know, I think with the hits with Frankie and everyone, and then all of a sudden Klubs goes down and stuff. It just kind of, you know, it seemed like one thing after another, basically just snowballing with injuries. And, you know, we just kind of had to deal with that. And once when we finally came to realize, like, hey, we got this. We're still a good team. We still got, you know, tons of really good players and stuff. We can do this. And, you know, Frankie came back and he's kind of been, you know, leader in clubhouse, making sure everyone knows we still got this, you know, take it day by day, game by game. And I think everyone started believing, and, you know, it shows.
You know, Nick, you go from a team like the Marlins, who, as my partner mentions, kind of takes a little bit of a subtle shot at them there. But they're not a contender, and now you're on a contender. What's the difference? And, well, I shouldn't say what the difference is. What's the vibe? You know, you being on a team that's competing, and you know you have a chance to go to the playoffs and compete for that world championship, it's got to have a better vibe for you being in that clubhouse, Nick?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every single day is important. Every single game is important. You come to the field knowing that, you know, today counts. It's not like, you know, you're going to the field just for another game, for another, you know, day of your job. You're coming to the field with meaning. And every single one counts, and, you know, everyone in this clubhouse knows that. So it definitely makes you focus in and lock in a lot more than, you know, those days you might be dragging or something, or, you know, you then get a good night's sleep at home or something like that, and you just come in kind of, you know, hazy or something. But, no, it makes you lock in, focus, and ready to go.
Nick, back in the day when a guy got traded from the National League to the American League or vice versa, it was kind of a big deal because, you know, many years ago there was no interleague play. And even when I was a kid, you know, eventually there was limited interleague play. But now that we have interleague play basically every day and there's, you know, so many guys going between leagues, did you find you'd had to make an adjustment to pitching in the American League? Or was it, I pitch here, I pitch there, it doesn't matter?
It didn't really matter.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, whenever I got into the game, I might have faced a handful of pitchers, and that might have been, you know, in a 13th inning or 14th inning of a game when, you know, you have to leave the reliever in there and stuff. But other than that, usually whenever a reliever comes in, more than likely they're going to double switch. So it didn't really make a difference to me.
You know, I don't know what's going to happen, and now that you guys are playing a lot better, I'm guessing he won't be traded, and I don't know how much you pay attention, but there have been rumors that Brad Hand could get traded. And if Brad Hand did get traded, I mean, there's a shot, I would think, that you would have a chance to be the closer. Is that the goal? Not that you want Brad Hand to get traded, or you thinking about that this year. Again, I don't think it's going to happen. But do you think about, hey, I think I could be a good closer someday? It's got to be on your mind a little bit, no?
I mean, I close all throughout the minor leagues. Right. I have 80-plus saves in the minor leagues. But at the end of the day, really, just come to ballpark, do what Tito tells me to do. If it's, you know, setting up, if it's coming in the fifth or the sixth like I have before, do that. Honestly, I've said it before and I'll say it again, but we have a bunch of different guys in this clubhouse that can do every single role. So, you know, at the end of the day, we'll just wait and see. And hopefully, you know, hopefully Brad sticks around and we can just win outright.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about any of that.
You mentioned Tito in the clubhouse. What's his attitude like? It seems like he's very calm. His demeanor, I believe, it rubs off on you guys as players, especially when, you know, you guys were struggling there earlier on in the season at times, and then now you guys bounce back in a big way here.
Yeah, he's calm, collective, and I mean, when you're not going well, you don't really want to see, you know, frustration or more nerves in the manager. And he just, you know, when we weren't going well, came in, made sure everyone knew that, you know, he still believed, everyone still believed, and that we were in a fine spot. And it just kind of rubs off. It makes everyone relax a little bit more.
Nick, we talked about you guys are playing so much better than June. Unfortunately, dropped 2 out of 3 on the weekend. How big was it to salvage yesterday, you know, especially after they'd won the first two and then they come back with those two controversial hit-by-pitches in that inning? How big was it to get that Santana home run and lock up that game?
Oh, Lowe's came through in the clutch. I mean, that's huge. Instead of, you know, I think we started off coming off the half, 5.5 back, and losing those two, 7.5. We dropped that third, that's 8.5. That's a huge swing. Rather, you know, we're back to 6.5, and now, you know, we're putting ourselves in a decent spot. You know, I think we go there here in like 2 weeks or something like that, 3 weeks. So that's going to be another big series, and hopefully we can just sweep and cut the lead a little bit more.
That was so weird. I don't know if you watched the video. I'm sure somebody, you know, some of the guys did, of those two hit by pitches. I actually thought they got the first one wrong and the second one right. I think the first one clearly hit the bat. I thought the second one had actually did hit his hand, but I was still a little surprised they overturned it because they rarely do. Did you watch the video of those hit by pitches?
Yeah, that first one.
I can't believe that.
I thought it went just right off the knob of the bat.
It did, yeah.
And, you know, there was no doubt in my mind when I was in the bullpen and all of us were watching it. The second one, you know, it to me, it could go either way.
Yeah.
Just because I think if you look closely, you could see his batting glove kind of wrinkle a little bit.
Yeah.
Cave's batting glove wrinkle. But, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to deal with what happens. And, go out there and try to perform after, you know, the calls are either overturned or held up. And just, you know, you have no control over that, so go do you.
What do you think about – I think the umpires actually, by and large, do a really good job calling balls and strikes. But there has been talk about having, like, computer-generated home plate umpires, stuff like that. Would you like that idea or no?
I mean, either way is fine with me.
Okay.
But I feel like there would be a lot of controversy with the electronic strike zone with,
yeah,
you know, the different batting stances and the different ways people hit and just, you know, thinking, well, that's not the box. You know, people might be like, well, that's not actually accurate or correct. Or where do you start the bottom of the strike zone? Someone, where do you stop the top strike zone? You know, that whole deal. So, you know, we'll see. I think aren't they trying it out in the Atlantic League? Or they tried it out in the All-Star game somewhere?
Yeah, they've been trying. Well, they're trying a lot of things. They just tried the stealing first base in the Atlantic League. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. Wild pitch, and then all of a sudden I saw the guy take off.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's an 0-0 count. What are you doing? And then I read the caption and what was happening, and I was like, oh, my – whoa.
Bizarre.
Like, that's – I just never even thought of anything like that.
What do you think about this? We actually had the commissioner on our show on Monday, and we talked about the runner at second base in extra innings. I don't mind it for the All-Star game or spring training, fine, but I hate it. Do you as players, like, you know, like – you have these games once in a while go 18 innings. Would you rather see a guy at second base starting the 12th inning to start an inning, or do you like these crazy games once in a while and play it out?
I like to play it out.
Yeah.
I've had to deal with that back in actually a little bit last year in AAA when I was there.
Yeah.
And it was just, I mean, I wasn't a fan of it, but I just like, you know, how the game is. I like to play it out. Best team win. Go for it.
Nick, the tooth. Can we talk about the tooth?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, how did this happen? And now, you seem to be embracing the chipped tooth.
Yeah, so technically it's not chipped,
okay,
if we're going to get technical about it. It's pushed up into my gum,
okay,
and used my jawbone.
Ouch. Ouch.
So, when I was in eighth grade, I went to tackle someone in football, didn't have my mouth guard in. So, every kid listening at home, wear your mouth guard.
Nice.
Yes.
Good advice.
But face mask came up underneath, hit my mouth. At the time, we didn't really realize anything. I just had a bunch of jaw pain, all that. And then as time went on, like, you can tell my high school photos, freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, senior year, that all my other teeth grew down, but that one didn't. It got pushed up, jammed into my jawbone, and then got fused to it. So then it never grew down, while all the other ones did.
Wow.
Wow.
Is it hurt at all still, or no? Doesn't bother you.
Is it what?
Doesn't bother you anymore, though, right?
No, not at all. My wife loves it, so she wants to keep it, so I'm going to keep it.
How long did you play? Did you play football in high school?
No, I actually played tennis in high school. Gave up football after
really?
That.
Did you watch the men's final?
Yeah, you had to watch the final yesterday, right?
Well, it was during the game,
well,
I think.
Well, at least some of it.
Before the game,
yeah,
definitely was watching it, and then heard the Joker won, so...
Yeah,
I used to grow up watching tennis with my grandma. And stuff.
Nice.
Do you have a favorite men's player?
I mean, you can't go wrong with Federer or Djokovic. Both of them are just class acts on and off the court.
You don't mention Nadal. You're not a Nadal fan?
No, I'm a Nadal fan, but
not as much.
Federer was my grandma's favorite.
Yeah, that's cool.
And so, you know, I thought, you know, it just kind of came to be one of my favorites since I watch him so much.
So is tennis the sport? I'm assuming that's a sport you watch most besides, you know, if you're just a fan? You watch football, you watch basketball, into any of the other?
I watch football and then I watch college basketball. I try to stay in touch with Purdue basketball.
Right.
During college, but I don't really watch NBA at all. I couldn't tell you the last time I watched an NBA game.
You still get a chance to get out on the courts and play?
No.
No more.
I have
a friend
that is a professional tennis player, and I always joke with her that, you know, I'd go out there and beat her any day, but, you know, got to wait until baseball's over.
Yeah, that's right. Last thing, Nick, I'm curious about, like, you know, we saw, you know, everybody here loves Francisco Lindor. We hope he's here a long time. It's a business. Who knows? But, you know, in the All-Star game, and I don't know if you watch the game. I don't know if players watch the game when they're not, you know, there. But, like, he was on the mic, and he's schmoozing with everybody on the field, and he's getting the umpire a dinner at Lola, and he's it's my city, and he's telling me. He just seems like a total. I met him for the first time before he was even in the majors. We interviewed him once at spring training, and I said, this guy is special. He is just a special person, a special player. He's one of the best players in the game. What is it like having him as a teammate?
It's amazing. I mean, you see that smile, and everyone says that smile is contagious. I mean, it's true. That guy has just so much joy in his heart, and you know, brings it into the clubhouse every single day. And he makes sure that you know everyone understands. You know, we're lucky, we're happy to be here, we're blessed to be here, and there's not enough good things you can say about Francisco Lindor. I mean, the list can go on and on.
Nick, best of luck. You're having a good season, man. Keep it going. We wish you guys the best of luck the rest of the season. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.